Magna Carta, on June 15th of last year, England observed its 800th anniversary. And that span is hard to grasp, more than three times the age of our own country. And on that day in 1215, at a field called Runnymede on the River Thames outside of London, it was not known that the advent of English constitutional law was at hand, or that its child, American constitutional law, would emerge some 570 years later. Now, we could always start earlier with Greek or Roman authors or the Bible or some other ancient text, but the Dark Ages were dark for a reason. To the extent prior expressions of right existed, they had not taken root. And so in 13th century England, the crown was law, divine right, absolute prerogative. And if some monarchs were known for benevolent rule, we know that many of them were not. And among the worst was an early one, John I, King of England from 1199 to 1216. Here's his official portrait. He's definitely a cheerful fellow. He was a harsh and ruthless king. He taxed heavily, quarreled with the church, constantly engaged England in wars, which he always seemed to lose. And when the nobles finally had enough and refused further allegiance, John turned his army against them and ultimately lost all support among the people. To avert civil war, the barons demanded, with their swords drawn, that King John, in the presence of the Archbishop of Canterbury, place his seal upon a unique charter carving out a limited array of 63 guaranteed rights from the crown.